Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Have a listen to this message anyway. It says, "Hi Niall, I love the show. I always like when they start like that. At least they've acknowledged that we're the best on the radio. Anyway, hi Niall, I love the show and hope you can raise this topic for me. I dropped my 2-year-old daughter off to a creche this morning, as I normally do, and I had to take a double take when I saw a man there who seemed like staff. He took my daughter by the hand and said hi to me. He was a man in his early 30s by the looks of it. I have never seen this man before and did not know they had hired someone new, let alone a man. I went over to one of the girls and asked who he was, and she said he started last week, but I never noticed him, Niall. Nor were the parents warned or told about this man, which is really unusual. The manager was not there this morning, so I couldn't get to talk to her about it, but I will tomorrow, or maybe later on today when I get back to collect my daughter. I know I sound like I'm overreacting, but I can't help it. It irked me when I saw him there. I know it's 2022 and it shouldn't bother me, but it did. I don't know this man, and he's going to be working in a creche that I entrust my daughter to while I work. All sorts of things are running through my mind in work today, like will he be changing her nappy? Will he be helping her in the bathroom, etc., as I just don't feel it's appropriate. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but a creche with young children is just not a place for a man to be working in, and I assume it's quite unusual. I've called my partner today, and he didn't seem to see the issue, the way I see it, and he seemed really annoyed when I said to him that I was considering moving my daughter if they insisted on hiring him. Well, they've already hired him with the sounds of it. Anyway, now, this is not a sexist thing, you don't say. But we all know that working with children is a female occupation generally. Male primary school teachers are almost a thing of the past, and for good reason, I believe. Just like very few women work in construction, etc. With the amount of stories about men abusing children, we just can't be too careful and we can't take a risk and put children in risky situations. I think it's because child minding is predominantly a female job, and I'm used to seeing and knowing that the women who are looking after the children know what they're doing. When I saw a man working there, it surprised me, and to be quite honest, I really don't feel comfortable with it at all. I don't want to cast any aspersions on this particular man, and I'm sure he's a nice man. I think it's just my issue, maybe. But in saying that, I think many other women like me and parents would have exactly the same issue. I would love to hear from other parents on this one. Am I overreacting? Or would they be a little bit, or would your listeners be a little bit concerned about a man working in their creche? Thanks. Now, I know there are people listening who would have an issue with it. You know what I mean? That every man is some sort of potential paedophile. And what's running through her head today, she said, is with her 2-year-old daughter, is this man going to be bringing her to the bathroom? Is this man going to be changing her nappy? Most likely, yes. Took both questions because that's his job. I had a daughter, still have, and when I would have been bringing her into the bathroom, you know, when she was up to the age of about 3 or 4, you know, public bathrooms, we were out. I would have to go into the cubicle with her. I'd have to lift her up onto the toilet when she was younger and she couldn't lift herself up or get up on herself. Does that make me a paedophile or something like that? Does that make people paedophiles just because they have to do jobs like that? Parents do jobs like that all the time. Essentially, people who work in a creche are just an extension of parenthood. They're people you have to trust. And if you don't trust the people who work in the creche, well, then your daughter shouldn't be there, or you shouldn't be there, or you shouldn't be having children, probably, if you don't trust people, because you have to learn to trust people at some point. But here's the question. Is she right to be feeling the way she's feeling? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Do you think working in a creche is it's appropriate for a man to work in a creche? Do you think it is? Let me know. 087-188-0008. Kathleen, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Kathleen?
Hello now.
Good.
I think I'm in agreement with the lady. I mean, what do they want to employ a man in a creche for God's sake?
Well, maybe he just enjoys that line of work. Working with children.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be easy with it myself now, you know, but...
Do you think it's inappropriate?
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah. I'll be honest with you, I do.
So you wouldn't be comfortable with the idea of a man you know, taking this woman's daughter who's two and bringing her into the bathroom or changing her nappy, or you wouldn't be comfortable with that idea?
No, not really.
And
no,
why?
I wouldn't.
Why, Kathleen?
I just think that it's, you know, I think it's, you know, maybe I'm a bit sexist, but I think it's more of a woman's kind of line of work, you know?
Hmm. But you'd be, okay with a woman changing a little boy's nappy or bringing a little boy into the bathroom? That's okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you have a little boy of your own, you know, you have to do that, don't you? But
Yeah, but if you're a man and you have a little daughter of your own, you have to do that, don't you?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But it's different when it's your own, isn't it?
Hmm. So,
you know.
Yeah. And do you think the creche should be hiring men? No. You don't believe they should?
No, not really, no.
It would be unusual. There's no doubt
it is unusual. It would be unusual. I mean, the only thing I would, you know, I mean, if the man worked in the creche, okay, maybe what they could do now, they could maybe get, if the child's a little girl and they want to go to the bathroom, maybe one of the other staff could bring her to the bathroom. And, you know, if she's changing her nappy, then he's not going to do it. He's going to be doing it in front of other staff, isn't he? You know?
Right.
You know, maybe
so he should get some of the female staff. So he should call a female member of staff to bring the child to the bathroom. And then, and so then, likewise, then, should they have to call him every time a little boy wants to go to the bathroom?
No.
That doesn't make sense then, does it?
Well, I suppose maybe, you know, but I mean, it would depend on, you know, if it,
and what's
I
the
mean,
what's the risk to the child? Is there a risk to the child?
Well, there could be, you know. You just don't know. You know.
Why is every man a potential paedophile?
No, not everybody. I think it's just because of the position that he's working the creche. No, I think it's just a little bit, you know, I just don't think it's right, you know.
You don't think it's right? Okay, well, stay there for a second, because Bryony.
Hi, Niall. How are you today?
How you doing, Bryony? I mean, it's an interesting debate, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I have totally the opposite opinion to these ladies. I'm sorry, but I have two kids, as you know. They're teenagers now, 15 and 12, but I have a girl and a boy. They both went to the same Montessori. They actually had a part-time staff member who was male at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't even occur to me to be a problem. I knew that all the staff are properly trained, educated, have the relevant qualifications.
Garda vetted. Yeah.
Full stop. And they also, as far as I'm aware, I mean, maybe double-check this, but as the regulations are, they don't tend to go and change nappies on their own anyway, as far as I'm aware. So, like, you know, the chances are, if your child is going to be sexually abused by anyone, it's someone you actually know. It's actually much more likely to be a family member than a teacher nowadays. And it's just the regulations are there. There's so much checks and everything nowadays. And I just think it's such a sexist thing to go, oh, you can't do that job because you're male.
Yeah,
different than this construction industry thing. I'm a woman and I worked in the construction industry. Mm-hmm. I know how few women are in that industry, and it should change. Every single person should have the same opportunity to work in any role.
I don't want to go down that road to talk about construction. The construction industry does give women the opportunity. They're just not interested.
They do. Well, like, there's slight social things like that. Oh, no, it's a female job or it's a male job.
Yeah, I know.
Why? Why?
No, I mean, there is no doubt that there are industries that predominantly are female and some industries predominantly male. I don't have an issue with that, by the way, because a lot of that comes down to caring nature of women. It comes down to the physical strength of men. I have no issue with that, okay? But what I do have an issue with is Kathleen and the emailer believe it's inappropriate for a man to bring a little girl to the bathroom, for example.
Yeah, no, that's rubbish. Any more than... Well, my son goes to an all-boys primary school. And there are a mix of female and male teachers.
Which is unusual nowadays, by the way. Can I just point out?
He had an SNA bringing him to the toilet because he had autism and needed help when he was younger. So how is that any different? It's not. And I'd never an issue with that because they're well-trained, educated properly and appropriate qualifications, and they're Garda vetted. End of story. And I know that that's... If you can't trust the people who are looking after your children, you should not send your child to that service. And that's your choice. But to say that that person should not be employed because it's inappropriate just because of their gender, that's totally wrong. It's just totally inappropriate.
Kathleen, do you want to respond to that? You heard what Brian said.
Well, I mean,
it's just totally wrong.
Well, I mean, everybody's, all I can say is that everybody's in touch with their opinion, you know. But, I mean, maybe the lady has a point, but I just feel, that's just me, you know. I just feel that, you know, it's a more of a women's role, but obviously,
you do realise, Kathleen, that it's only a tiny, tiny percentage of men who are paedophiles, just like a tiny percentage of women are child abusers. I mean, statistically, by the way, your child is less likely to be physically abused by a woman than a man, statistically speaking. Right? And now they're not less, they're more likely to be sexually abused by a man, but more likely to be physically abused by a woman. That is primarily because women are primary carers of children, generally speaking. That's why those statistics are quite loaded. But in saying that, it's, you know, your child. We've seen the expose on Primetime going back about 6 or 7 years ago there, on creches particularly, and the abuse that children were getting, and they were being thrown around and slapped. And remember all that?
Terrible. Yeah,
they were all women, by the way, can I point out? None of them were men.
Yeah, they were. You're right there, yeah. Yeah, you're right there.
What about all the single dads out there? You know, there's a lot of single parents who are male, and they change their kids, they bring them up, and they're good, caring role models for their children. And it's not relevant what sex... And I think it's important that all children have role models of different backgrounds.
I think that's extremely important. That's so important in life.
Mm-hmm. I think it's different if it's a male and they're looking after their own children, then that's, you know, that's a totally different concept, you know, because they're the father and they know their own, you know, the children know them and they know their children and so forth, you know.
Well, how is it any different? If a man is working in a crash, one of, say, six people and the other five happen to be female, and he gets to know all the kids in that school the same way I have my daughter, who's 15 now, but she has male teachers since she was quite young. And that excellent teachers who really care about their students.
Oh, yeah, teachers, yeah. There's no, it's a different, yeah, but listen, a teacher's a different role. It's not like a crash where they're hands-on with the child, you know, and so forth. I mean, it's male teachers, but, you know, that's totally different,
why?
In my opinion.
Why is it different?
Because the children are going into a classroom and the teachers, male teaching them, you know, it's not, but, you know, kind of changing the, you know, changing nappies or whatever, that, you know.
Bring them to the bathroom or whatever, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's very different. Come on.
Well, they still have that ultimate, position of power with the children. And
but
they
a child
have got
would
that
know.
Opportunity to influence the children on how they think, how they look at the world, all sorts of things that they can influence that child on a daily basis. I mean, my kids are spending, you know, like, say, 9 to 5 or whatever, you know, as many hours in school as I do in work. That's a huge amount of time that they're spending with those adults. I have to trust those adults. And that goes from
but
day
I mean,
one.
Yeah, but you see, so, a child in school can speak out if there's something not right. A child in school can speak out where a child of two couldn't.
And what do you think, Kathleen, is going to happen? Or what do you think that this male who works, or the man who works in the creche, by all accounts he's in his 30s, nice guy.
Probably.
Okay, when he brings the little girl of 2 years of age to the toilet, what do you think he's doing? Do you think he's getting a kick out of it or something? Or?
No.
Why is it an issue?
I suppose because I just see it as a women's role now, that's all.
What?
I just see a crash worker as a women's role. That's
It's just inappropriate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the chap is, there's nothing wrong, you know. I'm sure the chap is very well, you know, knows his job and so forth. I just think it's a bit unusual, you know. Maybe I'm just a bit old school now.
Yeah, I'm looking here, Bryony. There's a message here from somebody as well. I drop my children off to crash every single morning like that woman. If I saw a man working, I would also have exactly the same concerns and would genuinely consider moving my children to a different crash. Bryony, I'm quite surprised by people.
Yeah, I'm shocked nowadays that anyone really thinks. I mean, it really is down to, oh gosh, there's a man, he must be a paedophile or a rapist.
Yeah, one or the other. Yeah.
I have a son, and if anyone kind of looked at him and thought that of him, I'd be horrified.
But men are finding themselves in a situation over the last 10 years where they're moving out of careers. I'll give you an example. There was a guy I know who used to be a swimming instructor at the weekends. He used to teach kids how to swim and blah, 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 blah. And he was working in this particular swimming pool, and he was teaching this young girl. She was about 6 or 7 years of age, and he was teaching her how to dive. And he was standing beside her. I'm trying to describe the scene here, if you could visualise it. She was at the edge of the pool with her toes over the edge, you know, the way you would if you're diving. And he lifted her hands up and put her two hands together. And he put his hand on her back to bend her over, and his other hand on her stomach, you know, as you would, to give her the right angle. And she was about 6 or 7. And he went, okay, that's it now. In you go. There you go. Into the water. Her mother saw it and made a complaint against him. And he was investigated because of it. And he gave up doing it. Now, he did nothing wrong. But he was investigated because he put his hands on the child. And for men in those industries now, it has become a nightmare. Because they have to be, like, for example, if you were a swimming instructor, you have to be accompanied into a dressing room by a witness. Do you understand what I'm saying? I had another guy I knew who was a security guard in one of the major shopping centres here in Dublin. And he said, do you remember the days when, you know, a little lost boy or girl would be walking around and you'd hold them by the hand and you'd bring them up to the office and you'd say, we have a little boy here called Johnny and he's looking for his mammy. Would you go to the security office? And he said, as you're bringing him up, you'd hold their hand and ask them, are they okay? He said, you're not allowed to do that anymore. You can't hold their hand. You have to call a witness to come with you and they walk in front of you. And I said, what sort of world have we turned into? Do you know what I mean? Where we just don't trust people anymore.
Yeah, it has gone shocking. And I think, the chances, I think people as well, to see the hype around sexual abuse. And don't get me wrong, it does happen.
Of course it happens.
We're all aware it happens, and it's horrific, and it's awful for anyone involved that's been affected by that. And I know a few people personally who have been affected like that, and it really, you know, affects them for life. And that is awful, and we need to clamp down on that and reduce the chances of it happening. But I do think it is hyped up in the way of, if you go back, say, 40 years, all we had was newspapers. We didn't hear about anything that didn't happen locally.
Yeah.
Yeah? Now we hear about everything all over the world instantly, and it's in our faces constantly.
So we're terrified as parents.
And we are hyped up to think it happens. My child would go out and cross the street and you'll literally be snatched. You know, and I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah, the white van syndrome. Sure, that was going going around about 5 or 6 years ago. Every child was being abducted by a white van.
My son, I set him off on the bus across the road at 7:45 in the morning. He gets on the bus. I have to trust that he's at school for the day. Now, he's 12, you know, and he knows all the things to do if he gets into a difficult situation. He has an absolutely brilliantly supportive school. And I know when he comes home, he goes off in the dark at the winter, and he comes home in the dark. That's the reality. And I have to trust that he's safe, because the chances of something happening are very, very low. The only time that something's actually happened to him is when he was playing out on his scooter with no helmet because he's stupid, on the road right outside the house. And I was inside, I don't know, 20 metres away. And a neighbour knocked on the door and, yo, your son's fallen off and he's bleeding all over the road. So the only time anything's ever
happened. I hope he's wearing his helmet now, Brian, is he?
Oh, yeah, he learned the hard way.
Okay, he learned the hard way. We'll stay there. We're going off on a little bit of a tangent. James, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, James?
Good afternoon, T. Niall.
James, I don't know whether I empathise with this mother because she's in a panic, or I think she's been a fool.
I think she's been a bit of a fool, Niall, to be honest with you. I actually think it's quite a good thing to have someone like that in a creche, because, and again, as I think it was Bryony who might have kind of touched on it, if you have, say, a single mother who doesn't have a father in the scene, you have a child who doesn't have any male influence in their life. So for the first 3 to 4 years if they're in a creche with a male worker, you know, it could be a good thing for them to actually have some sort of male influence, because I look at my two daughters now who are both in secondary school, and they seem to, you know, like their male teachers better, and they always say their male teachers are actually better than their female teachers. So maybe it's not a bad thing, and maybe it should be encouraging more men into it.
Yeah, we did have a situation going back when I was a kid that the majority of teachers in primary school were male. Now the vast majority are female. There's hardly any male primary school teachers anymore. I think something like 85%, 90% are female now in primary school.
I'd say it's about 70-30 in my daughter's school.
Okay. But,
you know, and one of my oldest daughter had one of her friends over the other day, and even they were saying that, you know, they always find the male teachers better. They just find them.
But I think what's happening in these industries now is, well, men are just not going into these industries anymore. Is that particularly say in the industry like a creche worker or where you're working with very young children, that men are afraid to work in those industries because they'll be accused of something.
And that's just sad, Niall. That really, really is. And as you mentioned about the swimming instructor, and as you were describing it, I was actually picturing in my head him doing that and not thinking twice about doing it because that's teaching the child how to do it properly.
So and I did it with my own kids. You'd kind of bend them over with your hand and try and get the position right.
Yeah. I would have done it with mine. So, you know, I just think, Niall, that everybody today is just so paranoid. And as I think it was Brian Yagath who mentioned, that element is there in society of people who will do this thing. But not every man is a paedophile and not every woman is a sexual abuser.
But Kathleen believes it's just not... It's not in men's industry. Sorry, Kathleen, go ahead.
Yeah, that's all I meant, yeah. No, I mean, I'm not saying that, I mean, if he proves his worth, maybe, but I'm just probably a very nice guy, fair play to him for going into that field of work, but I just don't think it's a male, you know, I think it's more of a female role, you know.
What about Kathleen, what about a male nurse who works in a hospital? Because people always associate the word nurse with women. But a male nurse who works in a hospital, who has to go in and, you know, wash down an elderly lady in a bed, you know, and she would be naked or whatever, and he has to wash her down and give her a bed bath or whatever it is. Is that inappropriate?
Well, I was in the hospital 4 years ago. I had spinal surgery now. And I wasn't able to get out of the bed, so I had, you know...
Bed bath.
Male, wash me down and that.
And that's what I'm saying. So there was nothing inappropriate about that. He was trained to do it.
No.
Well, then why is it wrong for a man to be working in a creche?
Well, I just think that probably it's more of a female role, but, you know, maybe I'm just in the minority of just being a bit old-fashioned and maybe just thinking that... You know, it's more of a female role, but obviously, you know, if the parents are okay, you know, and the people that use the creche.
Yeah, but it was what you said earlier on, Kathleen, that if the little girl, the 2-year-old, needs to go to the bathroom, that if there was a man working there, that he should call a female member of staff to do it.
Well, I
why?
I mean, why? Well, I mean, I just think it might be more, you know, more appropriate.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Natasha. Natasha, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Natasha?
Hi, how are you? Nice talking to you. I work in a creche and there are 8 female workers and 2 male workers in our creche.
Okay.
And just to, you know, for yourselves to know that they bring so much to the creche, the diversity they have, the learning for the children.
The male perspective
on
life.
Male perspective, absolutely. Yeah. For the little boys that might need a male figure, the attachments are formed to see male and female as equal caregivers. And I mean, it's joyful to watch males working in a creche. Normally, years ago, 40 years ago, it was all women. Now, you know, we're seeing more men coming into the sector, which is great.
What do you say to parents who have an issue with it?
Very rarely you have a parent that would have an issue with it because you have to remember, for a childcare practitioner, they have to be so educated. The education system to become a level 5 childcare practitioner and then maybe a room leader 6, you know, they do.
And they have to be Garda vetted, of course, as well.
Garda vetted. We have cameras. You know, I mean... You can't just put it down to a sex, male or female. I mean, it could be anyone. It's a person. It's a person that, you know, if they are going to act inappropriately, that's the person. It's not the gender. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, children learn so much more from a male perspective and a female perspective. And it's absolutely fantastic in this day and age that we have a male perspective working in creches.
Do me a favour, actually. Have a quick listen to this if you can, Natasha, right? This is just a WhatsApp message that came in there a few minutes ago. Have a quick listen to it if it'll play for me, which it should start playing any minute.
Well, how are things? To be perfectly honest with you, I wouldn't like my child being looked after by a male in a creche or a nursery. I wouldn't even feel comfortable with my own brother, you know, taking my daughter up to clean her or whatever, you know, after she's done her business on the toilet and stuff. I don't know what it is. Probably shouldn't feel that way. But it's just something that's there. You just I don't know. I can't explain it, but I wouldn't even let my brother, my own brother, you know. But anyway, love the show.
But see, Natasha, that's what you're dealing with. Now, I'm not having a go at the guy. There's some sort of inbuilt thing in people sometimes.
Yes, yes, yeah.
But that's what you're dealing with, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I have to be honest with you. You know, we don't deal with that here whatsoever. Everyone is very open. The diversity is great. And it's all positive.
See, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I keep saying to people. Like, when this woman's sending this email about her two-year-old daughter, right, and it might be there might be a man bringing her to the bathroom, right, or whatever, if he's the only one available to do it or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm going, well, so what's he going to do? What's wrong? I mean, I brought my daughter to the bathroom when she was small. I'm sure that that man and that woman who left the child into the crash, I'm sure she has a husband or a partner.
Absolutely.
He brings
the
little girl to the bathroom if they're in a public place. I don't understand. It's like this obsession that every man is some sort of potential paedophile.
Yeah, and I mean, in this day and age, that's, you know, it's crazy. Okay, there's information there, you know, but I mean, no more than you said earlier on in your talk there about the big blow up there about 7 years ago in relation to the crashes. They were all female, as I said and I stated already. It depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's definitely nothing got to do with being male or female. And certainly, all I can say from my experience of working with two males, it's been nothing but joyful. And I mean,
yeah,
the children really, really enjoy it. They learn so much more. You know, and it's good. It's for their development as well. They don't see the female just as the nurturer. They see the male as well.
I remember watching a documentary recently about certain parts of England that they're now describing as what they call man deserts.
Right.
And the reason they call that is because it's an area where there's quite a lot of social housing. There's a lot of single parents.
Yeah.
And the schools locally don't have any male teachers either. So you have young boys, I suppose more so, growing up with no male role models.
Absolutely. And you'll have that in all walks of life. So it is great to have a male perspective, you know, because for the children, they see, okay, well, you know, we'll just say for argument's sake, I want to play with cards. Okay, well, maybe Natasha isn't the best at playing with cards. But the male colleague, oh, he's very good at playing with cards. I'll play with the cards with him. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Or so it's just that from a caregiver, from our point of view here in our sector, you know, I mean, the more the merrier with men in the sense of it's creating great diversity within crèches, and it's opening the children up for development, you know, socially, emotionally, you know, and it helps them going forward.
Okay. Okay, you know? Well, listen, I appreciate that, Natasha. Thank you very much indeed for coming on the air. And Natasha, who works with men in a creche, actually has great benefits. James, are you still there?
I am.
Yeah, you heard that guy said in the message that he wouldn't even trust his own brother to bring his daughter to the bathroom.
Well, that's his trust issues now with his own family, and I don't know. I don't know him. I won't make comments on him personally, but that's obviously he has his own trust issues. You know, my brother-in-law is very close to my children, and I trust him 1,000,000% with my kids.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, when my children were young, I had mates. Now, not that the occasion ever arose, but if I was in a public place and I couldn't, say, a football match or whatever, and I couldn't bring my daughter and I had to bring my son at the same time, I would happily say to one of my mates, hey, well, look, will you bring her in there? But provided I trusted them. Do you know what I mean?
Well, all my friends all have children as well, Niall, so
yeah.
it wouldn't be an issue. Like, any of my single friends, it wouldn't be an issue for me because I trust them, because, as I said, you know, there's not a paedophile that's not lurking behind every single bush.
Well, that seems to be the impression I'm getting today, that every man is a potential paedophile.
And you know what, Niall, that's just sad because, you know what I mean, 99.9% of us are decent human beings, and it's just sad that people have that perception of us, you know what I mean?
Kathleen believes it's a female-dominated industry and it should remain that way.
Well, she's just old school, Niall, and she has admitted that herself, and that's fine, Niall,
That's okay too, isn't it?
Yeah. Kathleen is, you know, she sounds like she might be a year or two older than me, and I'm 48. So,
I am older than you.
You know what I mean? I just want to compliment you that you're there. So,
she's only a young one. I know, it is an old... I mean, don't get me wrong, I can be very conservative in my views sometimes too about certain things, but yes, there's no doubt.
And I think as regarding, you know, I mean, in general, you know, males going into a creche environment, you know, they probably are good role models for if the child hasn't got a male figure in their lives. I can agree with that, okay. I think it's just for the part where it's going to the bathroom that I'd be kind of... just being a mum, you know, I mean, my daughter's an adult now, but I think it's just probably, you know, that part of it that I'm, you know, I'm sure the man is nothing like a paedophile or anything like that. I just think that, I don't know, maybe I'm,
Okay, well, stay there for a second, because I want to go to Darren as well, because Darren, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Darren?
Hey, how you doing, Niall?
Now, you're a male home care worker.
Yeah, I am a home care worker.
So your job is to go out and deal with people who are bedridden maybe sometimes or whatever it happens to be and you know, help them or assist them.
Yeah, exactly. I go help them. I help wash them. I help them with bathroom issues and just general care. And it's some older, some are even quite young that need the assistance.
Yeah. And in relation to your job, I mean, have you ever, in all your career, have you ever had a situation where somebody said, oh, no, I'd prefer a female, thanks?
Oh, God, yes. So many times. I've had many people that have requested that, like, just because they never met me even, they get the notification that it'd be a male to come in, that they have asked for a woman instead, and I've never been to them before. It's not like I've ever had any interaction with them, and they would request request someone else to come in.
And I'm assuming the people that would request that would be female.
Oddly, I've had some men do it as well. To be fair, they'd prefer a woman to come in than a man.
Right. And okay.
The thing is, especially then, there's some special needs kids that we'd go into as well. And the parents would request no. And to be honest with you, it's a heartbreaking thing. It's like you're seen as like some...
You feel kind of guilty. You feel like you've done something wrong.
Like you're a deviant for being there. Even being there. And
it's no wonder men don't want to go into these industries when that's what you're made feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, mate. It's heartbreaking. It literally crushes your soul a little bit, kind of going like, well, you know, like I want to just go help people. That's my job.
I don't want to interfere with them. I don't want to abuse them. I just want to help them. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to make them as comfortable as possible. Like, I've been asked, like, there's sometimes you get cancelled, and the people I've dealt with palliative care for people that are nearing the end, and you ask them to go in. I was like, I just want to make sure they're comfortable. Like, I've seen my own family be in these situations.
Yeah.
And then I want to make them comfortable, and suddenly it's just like, no, you're a pariah, you're a leper, there's something wrong that you want to help.
You're a potential abuser.
Exactly.
Just because you're a bloke.
Yeah.
I mean, this woman who sent in the email, what would you say to her? Get over yourself. It's probably the best thing I would say to her.
Yeah, I just find it hard to believe, like, especially like men in crashes and stuff like that. Like, as I think, I think that needs to be more done. The way I think, like, in certain industries, there needs to be more women in place, you know? We need the different perspectives. I think men need to, because, you know, they'll give a different perspective and different care and give role models to maybe some kids that don't have role models.
But you heard that bloke even that sent in the WhatsApp message. He said he wouldn't even trust his own brother.
Well, that's something in his head that's wrong, that he's afraid of.
Yeah, but he understands why this woman feels this way. You know what I mean?
And I know that it's not going to change overnight to get people to see things differently, but I think if he doesn't trust his own brother, that there's a deeper rooted issue going on.
It reminds me of the story we covered about 3 or 4 years ago, a theme park in the UK. They wouldn't let a single man, he was a photographer and he loved taking pictures of, you know, eagles and birds of prey and stuff like that. Anyway, he was going to this theme park, which is a wildlife park too, and they don't allow single men in.
Yeah, that's
what I said. What's wrong? They don't, and we had a spokesperson for them on the air at the time, and they just said, "Oh, we just believe it's too much of a risk because there's a lot of children in the theme park." I said, "So what are you trying to say here?" He said, "They allow married men in, you know, with their wives and their children, but they don't allow single women in, but they don't allow single men in."
As you know, no, the married man has never been evil in history. So
yeah, absolutely. Listen, good luck, Darren. Thank you very much indeed. I'm sure you do a wonderful job.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.